handle it like Israel. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Mercedes-Benz, presented by Capital One, presented by TheraWorks Relief. Each school shooting seems to be just different enough to confound the protection measures suggested by the one before. Friday's shooting at Santa Fe High School involved a shotgun and a pistol, no AR-15, so an AR ban would not have helped. And it happened at what was considered a hardened school, with two armed patrol officers and regular active shooter drills. Those things probably prevented a worse tragedy, except I doubt what did happen fits any parent's definition of prevention. So, the new president of the NRA, retired Marine Oliver North, proposed this idea.
You've got to fix it in a way that hardens the place sufficiently. If that means five metal detectors getting in and out of high school, you get five metal detectors.
So, daily government searches of every child. And then Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick went even further and invoked Israel.
The Israelis believe in detect and deter and deny. We don't do a very good job of that in our schools.
No, we don't. Whereas the Israeli government strictly licenses who gets to own a gun, what type of gun they can own. They're allowed to have exactly one of them, and they're limited to 50 bullets at a time, each of which must be accounted for before they can buy more. These ideas would probably work. I just thought these guys were against an intrusive government. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.